Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.
And you're very welcome along to the Friday Football Betting Show on Off the Ball, streamed live every week across our social channels on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter. Remember, folks, the show is for over 18s. Please gamble responsibly. Never bet more than you can afford. What a week it's been in football. Wow, I don't know. I can't even, I don't need where to begin. And I don't know where to begin about this weekend's Premier League games. And all I can say is I'm delighted that I have experts in the studio to get me through the next half an hour about the championship of the Premier League this weekend. We got in the far corner, Stephen Doyle, Off the Ball commentator, Nigel FM broadcaster, and Leon Blanche here in the nearer corner from Boyle Sports. Lads, how are we doing?
Doing great, John. Doing great. Football is back. It really
did. Did it ever go away, Leon?
It did for a while, but I think certainly the Champions League has been a saviour over the past couple of seasons, really, in terms of the excitement, the quality of football, the goals, the drama. It has everything. And Wednesday night, I'm still in shock as to what happened.
You're in shock.
Well, I mean, I can only imagine.
I'm going to disappear this afternoon and I won't be seen for about 48 hours. We'll eventually get a chance to celebrate what's gone on. And I'm delighted that the bars responsibly are open on Good Friday.
John, I'm thinking Dennis Hopper in Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, I'm thinking. Go around with my little, the photography. Yeah. He's a great man, Pochettino. He's a great man. He's a wise man. It's going to be a bit of a surreal, kind of psychedelic, I think, Friday football batting show. We're all compass mentors, don't worry. Seriously, do the incredible events, Stephen, make it more likely or less likely City are going to win the league now?
I would not say they are more likely to win the league. I really think they'll take a big psychological blow from what happened the other night. I think if that game had been won by Spurs, or the tie, I should say, in pretty normal enough circumstances, I don't think City would be too affected by it. But I just wonder now if Pep Guardiola, having failed at the quarter-final stage now three times at Manchester City, he obviously had his problems in the Champions League with Bayern Munich. Is he going to start doubting himself now? It was interesting to see the amount of emotion he expressed, because we never see Guardiola really expressing much emotion in press conferences on the side of the pitch. And to see him drop to his knees like that when he realised what the decision was, I thought that spoke volumes. And I just wonder if we're going to see maybe City take a bit of a psychological blow from that game, just in the manner of how they lost that tie against Tottenham Hotspur. And I'll tell you one thing, John, I'm not calling that game tomorrow afternoon, Tottenham versus Man City. I'm not saying City won't win that game, but I wouldn't be very confident in backing them if I was having a flutter on that game tomorrow.
Folks, do you want to call it on our social channels, on Off the Ball, on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Twitter? Manchester City or Tottenham, how do you see what happened on Wednesday night affecting tomorrow's game, 12:30 at the Etihad Stadium? Leon Blanche, do you have a strong view? Is it going to affect Manchester City positively through anger and through just they got to get this done now, or is it going to affect them negatively?
The honest answer is I don't know. And I don't think Pep knows. I don't think the players know until they come out on that pitch tomorrow afternoon. I echo what Stephen said in terms of, I think Guardiola lost a tie in the first leg. His team selection was appalling. He actually treated Spurs with not enough respect. That first 11 he put out at the new White Hart Lane Stadium, I don't think anyone could understand how Kevin De Bruyne, first of all, was on the bench. I don't think anyone could understand how he brought Fabian Delph straight in at left back. And the way they set up that day, they didn't even really try. Yes, they missed the penalty, but it was un-City-like the way they approached that tie. They were very unlucky on Wednesday night. But you have to say now that Guardiola, he is being judged. Yes, they were phenomenal in the league last season and this season. They've set a serious standard now that every club has to try and aspire to, because they could win the league on 98 points. Last year they won it on 100. That's phenomenal. That's ridiculously good. But when it comes to the Champions League, which is what the owners of Man City want, which is what Pep wants, because people are judging Pep not on his league performances, on his Champions League performance. And I think he will start to have a little doubt about himself. Tomorrow's team selection is going to be, again, why does he leave Fernandinho on the bench on Wednesday?
Was he not fully fit?
Well, if he's on the bench, why is he on the bench then?
Yeah.
So if you're not fully fit, why do you put him on the bench? And why do you bring him on? I, 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 I never really buy into that. I don't understand why any people say, he's just not right, but we'll stick him on the bench. If you're not right, you're not right. Most players I've talked to, current players, ex-players, always say, I played with True and Knock. I played through this, I played through that. You're never really 100%. Now, I would question Pep over the two games. Gungadin's a good player, but look at the space they gave Tottenham Hotspur on Wednesday.
Here? Well, the momentum is with Liverpool now. Liverpool have momentum, and that's what
four
you want.
Four easy games compared, yeah. When you think about it.
That's it, and that's what all you want at this start, at this stage of the season, is momentum. Look, they've beaten Porto, beaten Chelsea, beaten Porto, beaten Southampton, beaten Tottenham, beaten Fulham, beaten Bayern Munich, beaten Burnley. That's the last. Like, that's a brilliant run of games, and you know they're going to
dock it.
They're going to beat.
We'll be after this week's show, folks. Yeah.
They're going to beat Cardiff at the weekend. There's no doubt about that. There's going to be a bit of a break now before they take on Barcelona, which is a huge game. That's fair enough, but I just cannot see Liverpool losing in the Premier League now between now and the end of the season. And I would not. I just would question City's mental capabilities.
State
of mind now coming into this stage of the season.
I think now looking at it, John, City were, I think they were 1-2. Liverpool were always hovering around the 11-8, 6-4 mark to win the league. It's now got a lot closer, 8-11, 11-10.
Liverpool are still odds against to win the league.
They are still odds against because, obviously, if City win the five games, they win the league. But, as you've just said there, look at City's five games. They've got Spurs at home.
A derby match against United.
United away.
I think they've got Leicester.
Leicester at
Burnley.
Home, Burnley away, and Brighton away.
As well. Yeah, so not a done deal.
Not a done deal. I would agree, not because I'm a Liverpool fan, I think Liverpool will get 12 out of 12. Mm. And City have got to get then 15 out of 15. I don't think City are going to get 15 out of 15.
Well, it's interesting, Leon, that because the image is going to come up on the screen now for the offer of the week is actually related to this game. Tomorrow, 12:30 at the Etihad, Manchester City against Tottenham. Manchester City to win and both teams to score with Ball Sports. Was 6-4, Leon, now 5-2.
It's a very, very decent enhancement, John. You're going from 1.5 to 2.5. So I think if you look at Spurs again, they pretty much now, John, they've got a couple of big injuries. But it kind of limits Pochettino to what he can do. Son will play because he's a big blow. Maybe we'll touch on the Champions League later for the first leg. But he'll play. And I think when you look at Lucas and when you look at Eriksen and you look at their capability, Spurs are well capable of scoring tomorrow, as are City. I just think, I don't know how to call this game.
Back it up, Leon, the last, I was looking at it yesterday, the last nine games at City, Tottenham have scored in seven of those games. So, you know, they've got a good record in getting goals there. Now, their win record isn't great there.
Haven't won since February 16.
Exactly, and that's one win in the last 10. They've drawn one and lost eight. So, look, you know, I'd probably just both to score 4-5, I think, is a decent bet there. I can't see City keeping a clean sheet. I think both to score is definitely a good.
I think if any one of them was going to win, I'd probably just edge towards City just because of their squad, and Spurs are struggling for players to come off the bench at the minute.
Okay, so I haven't been here in a while on the Friday Football Betting Show, so I hope it hasn't gone out in flames, and if it has, I'm very, very sorry. but I hope you've managed some of you to tip a winner occasionally on the show. I'm only joking. What did everybody have last week? This might not be good, so just brace yourselves for the roll of shame. Leon Blanche, you picked Leicester, Tottenham and Manchester United to win. Leicester let you down, losing 1-0 to Newcastle. Sorry, Leon.
Yeah, Leicester, they were the one that was kind of building up the treble to 5-2. But on Friday night, they were just awful.
Yeah.
They didn't create anything.
I think as well, what the crucial thing in that game was, Newcastle got that goal first and then they just bedded in, didn't they? They knew once they got that, all Benitez wanted was 3 points. I'm sure he told the players, once you get that goal, just shut up shop.
Yeah.
And that made it tough for Leicester. I mean, you look at Leicester's record as well. Like, they have been winning games, but it's against the likes of Burnley, Fulham, these kind of teams. So, I had Leicester in mind. I thought they were going to do something.
I think we all thought last Friday on the show Leicester were the home banker.
Definitely.
Philip Egan went for Watford and Burnley. So Watford let him down by suffering a 1-0 defeat against Arsenal. Loser, Phil. That's why you're not here this week. Loser.
I'll back him up as well, John, because I watched that game. The red cards, that just changed the game.
Watford hit the bar.
They hit the bar.
The fans were great.
And I'd say Troy Deeney hit the bar afterwards as well. But,
in apocalypse now.
But the one thing I would say is that Watford battered Arsenal. Even after the red card, they battered them. And they were actually unlucky not to get a point. And if it had been 11-11, I think Watford would have won that game.
Stephen, you went for Everton, who lost to Fulham. Both teams have scored in the Leicester Newcastle game and over 2.5 goals, which didn't happen. And Southampton against Wolves, over 1.5 home goals. That did happen. Stephen, loser.
That was a bad... I broke my own rules as well, putting in a treble. Don't go any further than a double, really. I think that should be...
And even in my case,
future.
A single, you know, I'm just a single guy.
Yeah.
This is like, I don't know, one of the minstrels, whatever. It's the hats and the canes or whatever, like, you know. Kevin Kilbane tipped a loser as well. Liverpool plus 2.5 goals against Chelsea didn't happen. You're a crowd of chumps, that's all I have to say, you know. But look, we're only joking here. Bit of crack, and obviously don't bet more than you can afford, because we do have experts in the studio seriously here. We will, and we have been getting new winners over the last few weeks. Remember to get your predictions in for the weekend of Championship. The full programme today kicking off at the moment. And we have Sheffield United against Nottingham Forest, 12:30. Leeds as well in action today. We also have Norwich in action this evening. Full weekend of Premier League action too. So give us some wisdom if you want, and off the ball on social channels, YouTube, Twitter and on Facebook. Get to the weekend's action. So Manchester City, Tottenham Hotspur with Ball Sports, the odds for this 12:30 kickoff of the 80 had tomorrow. How utterly bizarre that they're meeting so soon again. Ball Sports, City 7-2 on, Spurs 17-2, the draw 9-2.
It's crazy price on Tottenham actually, because we're just saying to Leon beforehand, Tottenham plus 2 is 21-20. That's a really good price, because City haven't been beating teams out of the gate. You know, I was just trying to get the head-to-heads there. Look, fair enough, they beat Palace 3-1. That's I'd kind of write that one off. But just before that, like, they were kind of winning games 1-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-1. Yeah, like, they're... I think Tottenham plus 2 is actually a good price.
Do you not think, though, after all the euphoria, that they're just going to switch off a little bit, just like psychologically as humans, that they're just going to, like, you know, they've got to go back up there again? I don't know if they went back to London or not.
Yeah, I think they flew back, actually, as far as I know.
Yeah, and they've got to go back up there again. Do you not think, though, they've got themselves so up for it that to actually go and play at City again might be...
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. But there's also a case where maybe they're really revved up after what happened on Wednesday. That gives them a huge boost now to push on for the rest of the season, because we know Spurs have been patchy at times this season. So look, it could go either way. I wouldn't, as I said at the start, I wouldn't be confident backing either side here.
You don't have to bet, folks, and you wouldn't be having really a bet on this game.
But if
we did say, okay, look, we'll give you a euro, you can do whatever you want with it, what would you
do? I'd just go both to score 4-5. I think that's a decent price.
You get 80 cent.
80 cent profit.
Profit.
Your maths is better than mine anyway.
Go broke taking profit, JD.
Leon, if we gave you the euro?
I'd probably go with the Boyle Sports offer, to be fair, both to score and City just to win, because it's gone out to 5-2. But I think, looking at it, all the pressure now is on City, John. Like, this is a must win game, and Spurs are going into it thinking, look, if we get a draw, great. If they lose, it doesn't really put them out of the race.
Well, Chelsea played an extra game.
That's what I'm saying.
Spurs are a point ahead, and Spurs, I think, have got a couple of reasonable matches at home.
But that's my point. So I think Guardiola's going into that dressing room, and plus a big factor here, 12:30 kickoff. The Etihad is not lively at the best of times. They needed speakers to help them create an atmosphere on Wednesday night. What's it going to be like at 12:30 on Saturday? Like, they're going to be going out there, there's not going to be a buzz, there's not going to be an atmosphere. The players know if they don't win this game tomorrow, the league is gone. And that's what I call pressure, having been knocked out of the Champions League. It's a massive game for Man City in every respect.
It's not going to be the vaudeville atmosphere that we have in the Friday Football Betting Show today at City tomorrow at 12:30. 4:00 the kickoff time in Wales on Sunday for Liverpool against Cardiff. Ball Sports odds for this one: Liverpool 5-1 on, Cardiff 12-1, the draw 11-2. Stephen, Cardiff's best hope for a draw? Any hope?
No. I think, you know, Neil Warnock will target games like Brighton during the week. That game went under the radar because of all the Champions League stuff that's going on. Brighton have been sucked right back into that relegation
battle.
We'll talk
about them in a bit, yeah.
We will, definitely. But I just think Cardiff, What games have they got coming up?
They've got Arsenal.
They've got Arsenal. I'm just looking
Manchester
here.
Manchester United, I think, as well.
Yeah.
They've got Palace at home, though.
That might be one that they
Palace
could.
At home, and they've
Fulham
got
as well.
Fulham away. So they're the two games Warnock will target.
The 6 points he'd be thinking if we get that. But we'll talk about Brighton in a minute. But I think this is only one result. This would be a handy, handy victory for Liverpool. The way Liverpool are getting it done at the moment, John, reminds me of the great Alex Ferguson Man United team. That even against Porto on Tuesday night for 25 minutes, they were under the cosh. They were really, really under the cosh. Porto had a couple of chances, didn't take them. Liverpool went up the other end, got one chance, goal, bang, game over. That's the sign of a side that no matter what's happening, no matter if they go behind, we're going to win. Mm. Liverpool at the minute are playing like a team that only see one result, and that's win, 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 victory, victory, victory.
Mm. How do you feel as a fan?
I feel great. Because at the moment...
Have any nerves?
Well, I don't feel nervous because I'm not playing for them. But you're
a supporter.
I'm a supporter, but John, the way they're playing at the minute, yes, if they don't win something this year, you'll go, oh God, another season without winning something. But look at the progression Klopp has made with the side. League Cup final, Europa League final, Champions League final, now semi-final, and now top of the Premier League. Like, that's serious, serious. He's built his own team now. He's got rid of players, he's brought in money. If you look at his net spend, it's pretty low in terms of what he's actually spent. And if you look at the squad he's built and the way some players have been left out, they come back in, they don't moan, they do a job. I think, looking at the Ferguson mantra of when they were going for that famous treble, look, you're not playing today, son, because I need you for Tuesday night. You're not playing, Tuesday night because I need you for Saturday.
Yeah.
I can see Klopp almost doing that, because look at Jordan Henderson, comes off the bench. He's found his new role for Henderson going forward.
Yeah. Well, look, I've always been a big Henderson fan. I always liked him. Even when people are criticising him, I always backed him. I thought he's a good player. But I have to say now that he's found an even newer lease of life. That little chip across the goal last weekend for the
Mane goal.
The Mane goal last weekend. That was... Like
Brilliant.
Any other player would have just blasted that across the face of goal and just hope somebody gets a nick on it. But to think that Jordan Henderson had the presence of mind just to dink it over to the far post, I thought that was excellent. And it's nearly like Liverpool have signed a new player. You know, they've got this guy now, Jordan Henderson, who's playing like an attacking midfielder. He's contributing in defence as well. Remember, he stole that ball and what a header into Salah's path for the goal against Southampton.
He's
playing brilliant stuff. So, look, going back to Cardiff... Listen, they've been poor at home against the top six teams. They've been really poor. Liverpool went to Southampton. They went a goal down, beat them 3-1. Went to Porto, lost the goal, beat them 4-1. Like, I think this could be, 2-3, 4-0 for Liverpool easily.
Okay. What about the other clubs looking to get into the top four and the Champions League places for next season? So we got Manchester United, we got Arsenal and Chelsea, all in European action, of course, this week. Imagine going to Baku as an Arsenal or Chelsea fan for an Arsenal-Chelsea final in the Europa League. It's almost like a Leinster or Munster fan going to Newcastle. United away to Everton on Sunday, 1:30 the kick-off time at Goodison Park. Ball Sports odds for this one. Everton 21-10, United 13-10, the draw 23-10. Arsenal against Palace, Emirates Stadium 4 on Sunday. What are the odds? Arsenal 15-8 on, Palace 9-2, the draw 100-30. Monday night, Chelsea versus Burnley, Stamford Bridge, 8 o'clock the start time. Ball Sports odds for this one, Chelsea 4-1 on, Burnley 10-1, the draw 9-2. Stephen, United need a boost. They need a confidence boost after Barcelona, after the last few matches, really. And they're going to Everton, who've beaten Arsenal and Chelsea in the last few weeks. To me, I'm not buying this Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, this kind of the lovely kind of happy talk and all this kind of thing. We're in the honeymoon. I don't know.
Well, look, I'm going to be at the game, actually. I'm going to be there. And Everton don't have a great record against Manchester United over the years, but Everton have got some good results at home against the big teams this season. They obviously held Liverpool to a draw there. They beat Arsenal only a couple of weeks ago there. They beat Chelsea, both with clean sheets.
Yeah.
I think United will be damaged by what happened in the camp now. I think Paul Pogba wants out. I think David De Gea's head is gone a little bit. I don't think they have any good defenders, and I mean none. Like, I look across that back four the other night, Ashley Young, he's not a defender. He's 33. Him and Phil Jones as fullbacks against Barcelona. I tweeted before the game, I was saying David De Gea must be sweating in that dressing room looking at that back four in front of him.
Like, it's not Vidic and Ferdinand.
Yeah, absolutely. Or Pallister and Bruce even, yeah. John. Like, it's just, they're awful. And yeah. Now it looks like, even up front, like Anthony Martial's not playing well now. Rashford's doing it. Like, look, Rashford, I love that guy, and he'll always give everything, you know, he's brilliant.
So why did they have that run at the start then?
It was a bounce, wasn't it? Yeah, it was the new manager,
bounce.
So it's a sugar high.
Exactly. Yeah.
It couldn't have got any worse.
Yeah.
In terms of where they were at. So they could only go one way when Mourinho left and Ollie came in. But the problem is for United, even looking at the West Ham game last week, they were so lucky.
West Ham could have won that game.
West Ham should have won that game.
Yeah.
A couple of refereeing decisions went against them. The Anderson goal was onside. The penalty, first one, was never a penalty.
Yeah.
United, I don't think United are going to get top four. I'm hoping, as a Liverpool fan, they'll do me a favour next Wednesday at home to City, because that might be the game where they just raise it up, because it's a derby.
Pogba last season as well was amazing.
But John, like, look at Pogba on Tuesday night.
Yeah, he did a couple of things. He was shouting at his teammates and all. And I'm kind of thinking, well, if you're going to be shouting at your teammates, you need to be playing better than they are.
He's a prima donna. He's influenced by the agent too much.
I was willing to give him, you know, the benefit of the doubt when Mourinho was there, and I was thinking, look, I defended him, but now he's playing under Solskjaer and he's gone back to his old habits.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like seeing players shouting at their, like, if you're Roy Keane, you're allowed to shout at your teammates because you're taking the standard up above them.
Yeah. Pogba is immature. I think he's an immature footballer, and I saw that at the World Cup. I saw him. He was like a jack in the box after some of the matches and after the final. Like, he was you know, hyper.
Well, it's all about his social media.
And this guy, he just needs a bit of maturity. And and Mourinho, he made him the captain. And I know Mourinho is kind of prone to these kind of like quotes and this kind of thing, and like, you know, that will get into the media. But the roles are always stuff. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was like the Pogba wanted a Rolls Royce out of Burnley, I think it was. They'd won the game. Well, can I get out of the... I want to get in my Rolls Royce. And Mourinho's saying, well, can you at least just get in the team bus for 10 minutes?
Jeez.
And
it's crazy stuff, isn't it?
To me, Ferguson saw it.
And Joe said as well, if Ferguson had been around at United, he would have spent the 30 million on Conte and not 89 million on Pogba, because Chelsea got the better French midfielder there.
I'm hearing Everton 21-10 here.
Well, I'm hearing definitely that I don't think United will win this game. And I wouldn't be backing United away from home. Everton had kept four clean sheets and won four before. I don't know what happened against Fulham. That was just, whatever happened.
Fulham were going to win a game eventually.
Yeah.
And I think Everton just took their focus off it for a bit. But I do that. Joe, you know, as well, actually, he stuck with Jagielka in the centre-back pairing. And I think Jagielka was all right for a game or two. But
back-to-back games were tough.
I think he'll bring Keane back in alongside Zuma, who's playing brilliantly as well.
Zuma's playing really well.
Coleman's back to form, and Dina, of course, has been their best player, I think, all season.
No, I'd sit on the fence. I think us as bookmakers will be happy to lay Man United all day, every day, for this game on Sunday. Because anytime United are favoured at the moment, you just want to take them on.
It's funny how it moves within a month. It can move like, you know, okay, well, now we're gonna actually be quite short in the betting on a certain outcome, and now we're gonna actually maybe entice it a bit by maybe a bit longer than some of the other bookies.
Yeah, United to me now are reminding me of where Liverpool were at maybe 3, maybe 4 years ago in the league, where even when they were favourites, the Liverpool fans would still back them because it's loyalty. You're not really looking at it objectively.
You're betting with emotion, which you never should do.
Never should do. You've got to look at the form. And since Ole, unfortunately, has taken over the wheel permanently, the wheels have come off a little bit.
Messi's at the wheel now, anyway. It was a social media tweet during the week. Stephen, Arsenal 8 wins in a row in the Premier League at home. Palace on Sunday, no-brainer, win.
Absolutely, I would. And I was just, because I was only saying this to Leon beforehand, look, I wouldn't... I think Palace now got that win against Newcastle. That was and they're on their holidays. I think they can score, though. I don't think that Arsenal defence is rock solid. Well, we all know it's not. Unai Emery knows now that he needs to start planning for Europa League semi-finals. I do think Arsenal will win, but I don't think they'll keep a clean sheet. I think there's a decent price there on them on Arsenal win both to score there. I think that's what I'd be looking at.
Chelsea on Monday. Burnley, if it was Burnley a few months ago, we'd know how this one would go, but I think they've won their last three.
Yeah, like Burnley are on a good bit of form, John, but the only thing is with Chelsea, Steve-O, surprised Hazard played last night. Mm. Very, very surprised. I didn't think there was any danger that they wouldn't go through. But I think Chelsea at home, John, again, even though both these clubs, Arsenal and Chelsea, will have huge aspirations of winning the Europa League, they still want to try and get it done in terms of finishing in the top four in the league. And with the way the fixtures are this weekend, I don't think Spurs will win. I don't think United will win. And I think Arsenal and Chelsea, both at home against weaker opposition, it's a huge opportunity to put 3 points on the board.
Brighton, Stephen, I'm just looking at this. What, four defeats in a row and no goals scored in the Premier League. What is going on there with Chris Hughton and Brighton?
I've heard, and I'm just kind of listening to various radio shows and local press and that kind of stuff. There are rumblings that that maybe the players are a little bit tired of Hughton's methods, you know, that they're not exactly 100% happy. But I'll take it back as well, John, to some of my research from last week. The big difference for Brighton this season has been Pascal Gross. He's been out for, maybe 10 to 12 games. And I'll just tell you, Gross injured for 12 Premier League games this season. He's only had 2 goals and 3 assists. Last season, he had 7 goals and 8 assists. That's 15 involvements. And in 9 games last season, his influence won points for Brighton. So that's, now he's back this weekend. That's the talk, he's back.
Yeah, he came back against them. He actually played against Cardiff.
Yeah.
But he was ineffective. But
that is the key for Brighton this season, Pascal Gross. He's a brilliant player, and he's probably playing a little bit below his level. He can probably play maybe a little bit higher up the Premier League for a better club, or maybe he likes a Wolves or something like that. So that has been the big difference. To think that nine games he influenced those games to win points last season, that just tells the story, really.
9-4 to be relegated, Brighton. Is Cardiff's weakness going to keep them up?
I think so. Yes, I think actually just because you've a side who has less points at the minute, and I don't see Cardiff getting many points from now to the end of the season. I mean, what is the gap? 5 points at the minute between?
2 points, but Brighton have got a game in hand.
Brighton have the game in hand. Oh, gee. You know what, John?
They're away to Wolves as well this weekend.
The problem with Wolves, if Wolves are in the cup final, you'd be saying Wolves.
Yes. The other thing is, John, Nuno Espirito Santo has started showing a few cracks now, hasn't he? He walked out of that press conference last weekend. I'm just wondering, is that going to feed into the team?
He was very disappointed with the performance against Southampton.
Yeah.
It's the Watford thing. But I think what John said, they probably all switched off, after the Watford game. Yeah. They were 2-0 up.
Yeah.
They were in the cup final.
Yeah.
First time since 1960.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Brighton have got their better results on the road as well this season.
Yeah, you
can
see Hughton setting up very conservatively, trying to just nick a point.
Yeah.
And I hope for Chris Hughton, because what he did and what he's done with Brighton, I think it's been a remarkable job.
Yeah.
Okay, the Championship, Leeds United. A lot of fans in the country, of course, will want to see Leeds back in the Premier League after a long period out of it. Norwich, Leeds, are they going up?
I think Leeds will. I'm not a Leeds fan. I'm neutral regards to Premier League and elsewhere. So I just, from my memory of a kid watching Premier League games, Liverpool, Leeds, Man U, Leeds, I want to see Leeds up there. Yeah. I'd love to see them back up there. I like Bielsa. I'd like to see him in the Premier League as well. I think he'd bring a great bit of, bit of entertainment and that. I like the guy's politics. He's a good guy, Bielsa.
Sure, training ground is closed.
And look, for the Irish players, I want to see Sheffield United going up, but I think they might have to make deal with a playoff place.
Playoffs, but I think with Leeds, John, just one quick point on them. If they don't go up automatically, or they don't go up, whatever happens through playoffs, I'm hearing rumblings that the owner might be looking to get out. And that could be a problem, because he has spent big on the coach. He spent a lot of money to get him in.
Would it not be an attractive proposition, though, if Leeds do qualify for the Premier League, to just go in and get any investor to go into Leeds?
Yeah. I mean,
it's a one club city, isn't it? So that's always an attractive prospect for investors.
And they've got a great fan base, haven't they?
Oh, they get 40,000, 50,000.
They'll be sold out every week of the Premier League.
Are there any teams that are like West Brom, Villa, Bristol City that are surging?
I think Villa are.
Yeah, West Brom seem to be back as well. Slightly.
Yeah. I mean, the playoffs are so tricky, though.
Fourth team could get through the playoffs. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I never understood why they have a cup for the playoff winner.
the playoff, it is a strange one, isn't it? Yeah.
You're right
there, John. One thing's for certain, Martin O'Neill's not going up. I think that's been an interesting story. You know, he was fairly quick to tell the English media how crap all the Irish players were. And a couple of weeks ago, I heard his post-match interview, and he started talking about having to fix the mentality of the players and all this. And I thought, oh, here we go. You know, already he's having a go at the players at Forest. Only a couple, and they could be in trouble as well with their owner. He's going to have to stand trial now pretty soon for nothing related to Forest now, but for match fixing allegations. So look, Forest aren't going to go up. Bristol City are they're playing actually at the moment. It's scoreless there between themselves and they're playing Forest actually at the moment. No, sorry, Sheffield United Sheffield. Forest.
I think Bristol Leeds City will beat Wigan at home.
Yeah, Wigan drew at Norwich, but they are at home.
Yeah,
Norwich got Sheffield Wednesday tonight.
Teemu Pukki, he's been the man this season for Norwich City. What a player. Like, he's just banging goals in left, right and centre. Now, if they go up and whether he can do it in the Premier League, it's another story, but keep an eye out for him.
Norwich are a yo-yo club in the Premier League. They're a strange club, you know, Norwich. Lesby Avenue on the Friday Football Betting Show, if you got that reference. Let's get to this week's bets. Leon Blanche.
Yes.
Drum roll on the Vaudeville Show. Leon Blanche, Arsenal, Wolves and Bournemouth to win 7-2. Justify yourself.
I've gone for three home teams, John. I think Arsenal will beat Palace. I'm looking at Bournemouth at home to Fulham. That was a good win for Bournemouth to beat Brighton 5-0 away. I know Brighton had a man sent off, but Bournemouth on their day can play lovely brand of football. And I just think Wolves, I know there's a few issues, but as you've said, Brighton have lost the last four, haven't scored. They're just feeling the pressure now, and I think Wolves at home, they've got two home games, they play midweek as well. I think Wolves can get back to winning ways.
Stephen Doyle, you're now next up. It's like one of these kind of game shows. Everton to win, Bournemouth and Fulham, both teams to score over 3.5 goals. 7-1, Stephen, sell it.
Yes, well, I sold Everton's already, didn't I? So, listen, the Toffees are going to keep United in a sticky patch, I think. And, I just really fancy Everton. I think they're going to... The only thing I'd be a little bit concerned about is Andre Gomez is out for this game. He's going to be suspended. So it'll be interesting to see how he deals with that. Tom Davis will probably come back in, but I just think... Yeah, I think that the atmosphere is back. I'm going to be there with Alan Stubbs on Sunday. Everton legend, Celtic legend as
on
well.
On News Talk.
On News Talk. But Bournemouth, Fulham, Fulham are gone.
Goals.
Bournemouth don't really need to win, like, you know what I mean? They're going to have a crack. I just think there's going to be a lot of goals in that game. And I fancy Bournemouth Bolton to score, definitely.
Okay, Kevin Kilbane's selections this week are Manchester City to win, Bournemouth to win, and Wolves to win, coming in at 7-2 for Kevin. Was it unlucky last week? Liverpool did win, but not at the kind of goal rate that he wanted. And I am going for the following on the Friday Football Betting Show. Manchester City to beat Tottenham with a handicap -2. Spurs have checked out. They'll be murdered tomorrow. And it doesn't really matter a jot because I'm going to Amsterdam. So there you go. So that is it for the Friday Football Betting Show. Lads, thanks. Leon and Stephen.
Thanks, John.
Great stuff this week. Great insight, as always, on the Friday Football Betting Show. Back next week at 12:15 to look ahead to Liverpool's game against Huddersfield, Manchester City versus Burnley, Manchester United showdown with Chelsea. A lot more besides. Thanks to Ball Sports. Please gamble responsibly. Never bet more than you can afford. Bye-bye.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.